Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Good Friday afternoon, everyone. This is Tamara Causley Robinson, and I will be your host for today's conversation. And throughout this broadcast, I am joined by two wonderful coaches, and we get a chance to discuss one of our favorite topics, and we're hoping that you, our listening audience, we hope that you will join us in this conversation. Feel free to participate in the conversation, and it's all about authenticity today. And so the title is, What is Authenticity and How Do I Get Some? And so near and dear to our hearts for sure. And so to start off the show like we normally do, I will have my co-hosts, who is Carlene Bajandai and Jan Jaffe, introduce themselves. I will introduce myself, and we will jump into today's topic, which is authenticity. So Carlene, please, if you would, introduce yourself to our listening audience and share a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay, I'm Carlene, and what I do is I help women recapture their spirit, find their voice that they've lost, and help them move up or move out of the working environment, whether that means building a business or getting into the C-suite. I came into this new career, after working in corporate for over 15 years and suffering a mini stroke at the age of 33 and having to change my life after that point. And having that wake-up call really inspired me to make a change, not only in my life, but help other women make changes in their lives also.
Wow. That's pretty powerful. And such a life-changing, if you will.
Yes,
it could have been, it could have gone either way, right? And, you know, we're happy to have you here and a part of this conversation, and I'm certain that I know that you have lots to share on this topic. So thank you so much. Jan, please introduce yourself and share with the audience what you do and how you help people.
Thank you, Tamara, and my goodness, Carlene, that is quite a powerful story. My name is Jan Jaffe, and I'm a graduate of Northwestern University, from which I hold both my bachelor's and master's degrees. I'm also proud to be an IPEX-certified professional coach, Energy Leadership Index Master Practitioner, and a core well-being dynamics specialist. I was privileged to enjoy a successful career as an international opera and concert singer and voice and masterclass teacher. My career was cut short by traumatic brain injuries. The TBIs, as they are called, drastically altered my life. I lost language for 6 weeks and was thrilled after 4 months when I was finally able to walk with the aid of a walker. Through a very long and difficult recovery, I discovered many things. What it is to lose oneself, definition, and purpose in life and feel totally lost. That there is great strength in vulnerability. That there is great opportunity in challenge. Strengths I had never known I had. The true meaning of resiliency, and that I am very good at picking myself up, dusting myself off, and hurling myself forward. With my company, Forward to Success, I am dedicated to helping professional women achieve optimal success, realization of their potential, and passion, purpose, and well-being in every aspect of their lives. I can be contacted at info@forwardtosuccess.com. Thanks, Tamara.
Thank you so much, Jan. And I swear every time I hear that, it still gives me chills. Oh, my gosh. You've definitely overcome so many obstacles, and we're glad to have you on today's show. My name is Tamara Causley Robinson, and I am the founder and CEO of Causley Robinson & Associates. I am 25-plus years in actually out of a corporate job and definitely a corporate career that has shaped and molded me in many special ways. My story is really about really living out everybody else's wishes for me and not necessarily being in the driver's seat of what was important to me. I fell into a career in technology that was easy for me, but a lot of times I felt like I really needed to prove myself, and a lot of those things came from broken relationships when I was growing up and not necessarily having trusting relationships as well. And when you're in a corporate environment, especially in one where you're in a male-dominated field, that can be pretty interesting. And so through it all, I have found a way to find my voice and to be able to make choices that were critical for me. And so my coaching business is focused on professional women 35 and over who are ready to make career moves that matter most to them. And I help women to discover their voice, make their choice, and live their life one dare at a time. And so you can find out more about me at dare, and the number 2, doitnow.com. And so with that, we will jump into our conversation for today. And so first of all, for our listening audience, if you would like to dial into the show to ask a question, to share your story and or share a comment, we absolutely would love for you to do that. And you can do that by dialing the number 646-716-9397. Again, that number is 646-716-9397. Okay, so we got all of the niceties out the way. So, ladies, and Carlene, I'll start with you. And this is going to be, just like we talked about before, it's going to be a conversation. And so very interactive. And if you have questions for me, feel free to ask me questions, and we'll just let the conversation flow. And so I'll start us off. And, Carlene, please, if you will, share your thoughts on this. What is authenticity to you? What does it mean to you?
To me, authenticity means that you have to come from a place of courage, because I feel that we are born as an authentic person, and then as life goes on, we get into the different cultures and different ways of living, and that really affects how we are as a person and affects how much courage we have to actually bring forth who we were before. So I feel like authenticity has a lot to do with really going back to get to know yourself again and coming out with who your true self is.
Mm. And so you said get to know yourself again.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, getting to know yourself again is basically a journey that you go on at some point. I feel like after an experience, like a traumatic experience or something really stressful happens in your life, I think most people end up in that place where they sort of wake up and look back at what they've done over the years and how they've really presented themselves over the years and start to realize they need to get to know themselves again and find like who they really are. Because I think somewhere along the line you lose yourself, you lose who you are, in the culture and probably in the workplace, and just going through life. And so at that point, that's when you start getting to know yourself again.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for that, because it's a, I think, you know, we as humans, we're very, we're complicated. And like you said, depending on how you grew up and culture, of course, but even you, each of us as an individual, you start to fall into certain patterns. And sometimes it's based on survival. Sometimes it's based on, you know, I know when I do this, I get positive feedback or like some kind of positive something. And it doesn't necessarily have to be true for us, but we know how to get what it is that we need or, you know, in some senses to make other people happy. You know, when you said that, it reminded me, you know, my growing up, I was always an overachiever, and I felt that it was always like that because I didn't have, I'm not going to, you know, I don't want anybody to be like, oh my God, woe is you, right? So I didn't really have a great relationship with my dad, and it always felt like I couldn't do things right, and it was based on something that he has said, like, that's not right, or do it over again, and, you know, just really had so many different effects on me. And so what tends to happen is that you will do whatever you need to do to make things right, and it's whether or not it's for that person or other people who are represented in that space. And so, you know, when you talk about living an authentic life, is that the way I want to live now versus how I used to live before? And it certainly is a courageous choice, like you said. So,
yes, and yeah. I feel like a lot of times we get really stuck in the expectations that are brought upon us, and we go through life like going after that career we think we're supposed to have, the friendships we think we're supposed to have, and just living the way we think we're supposed to. And at some point, I feel like we come to a certain age where we wake up and realize, hey, I'm living a life according to somebody else's expectations. What about mine? You know, and that's where I feel like I was coming from in terms of getting to know yourself all over again, because I think somewhere along the line of focusing on other people's expectations, you lose what you love. You lose the idea of what you love, what you like to do, and you sort of have to rediscover that.
Yeah. 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 So I'm writing that down, rediscover. I think I might come back. I will absolutely come back to that. And so, Jan, any thoughts about what you've heard so far? Would you like to add anything to that?
Well, first of all, I love what Carlene has said, and what you have said as well, Tamara. I also feel that authenticity is it's about, well, first of all, there's some steps to authenticity and self-awareness, because sometimes we find that we are not in alignment with our own values. We may be living in someone else's ideas of what is valuable. And so sometimes we have to, and it can be very difficult to understand or to really get to face what are our values. And sometimes they are not in alignment with the way we've been raised, and it could be that something doesn't feel right as we're growing up or as we become adults. Something's just not feeling right. We're not at ease in our core. And so sometimes just an exercise of what are our values, and that's something that we can work on with our coaches to understand that. And then the next step of acceptance of, wow, this is who we are. And it may not be who we thought that we are. And it may not be in alignment with someone else's expectations, but being authentic, our authentic self, is really being, first of all, understanding that we are a unique individual, a once-in-a-lifetime individual. And in that, we are, depending upon someone's belief systems, we are either God's creation or the universe's creation, but we are this once-in-a-lifetime gift to the universe, because everybody is. Everyone is. And that that we have one responsibility, and that is to being authentic, which means being someone that maybe we've never tried to be, our best self, the best version of ourselves. We are not perfect, and we are human beings. And just as we love unconditionally our best friends, the people that we really love in our lives, we are aware that they are not perfect. In fact, we may even love the little funny things about them, the things they do imperfectly. That's what makes them them, and that's what makes us us. It doesn't mean that we don't always try to improve and do our best, but we are trying to be the best version of ourselves. We often try to imitate others, and sometimes those models of these other people that we try to imitate might give us hints as to what options we can choose for our life, but there's no one in the world like us. And so our most powerful inspiration has to come from within. And yeah. Here's the other thing, is that we are not stuck in old patterns. If we find that we were doing something or that something in our life has not worked for us, every moment we have the choice to be whomever we choose to be, authentically ourselves. But if we feel that something is not in alignment after doing some self introspection, some really open and honest introspection, we have the choice to make new decisions. And yeah. as you know, they're often called mindful decisions, and to be mindful. But that, I believe, is the first step to authenticity.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wow. I wrote something down, and I loved everything that you said, and it made a lot of sense. You know, the one thing that I highlighted was, you know, we are God's creation, right? And we're unique, once in a lifetime, each of us individually, and you know, I think that there is so much responsibility around being unique. And, you know, it's easy to aspire to be like other people, but it would be even better for everyone to just be who they are, and not have to apologize for it, and not have to, you know, give more information about why it's good that I'm XYZ way. You know, authenticity to me is about living and being who you are every day, and not feeling bad about it, you know, being proud about it. Mm-hmm. And really embracing what makes me different and what makes me who I am, and being able to stand in that. You know, really to be able to stand in it.
I love that. That's absolutely, that's so strong. And then if we, you know, do all of this with a place, coming from a place of love, there is only one good result, really, from that. When we are true to who we are, and always working to be the best possible version of ourselves, and we're coming from a place of love, what could be bad? How we end up contributing to everything around us in our own authenticity. So I love what you just said.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. This past Tuesday, my solo show, so this is going to be a a shout out for the solo show, and everyone can go back and listen to it, of course. But it was about, the title of it was What My Natural Hair Journey Taught Me. And it's, you know, for Black and African American women, there are so many different ways to wear your hair. And there has been so many different stigmas about not relaxing one's hair. And I decided that I was going to not do that anymore, no more chemicals, and I'm going to let my hair do what it naturally does. And you talk about a test of being my authentic self. I've never felt like I was more real than right now, when I can do that and feel like, you know, I don't have anything to prove, because authenticity isn't about really proving anything, but being able to live fully in your own being, and not apologizing for it and not coming up with all of these different excuses why you should be comfortable with it. Because a lot of the static, or a lot of the temptation to have, you know, there shouldn't really be a reason for us to have a conversation about it, but there's always a conversation about it. And some of the things that I learned during the conversation was that other people were more comfortable when my hair was different or when it was straighter. Mm. And I'm like, well, you know, am I supposed to just do things that make other people comfortable? You know? And so it's just an example, you know, a slight example, but still very clear, an example around, you know, what it means to be able to be strong enough to stand in some of those things.
You know, and what you're talking about, and I applaud you for that, because I know it's a, you know, there's a sense of, oh my goodness, am I ready to do this? But there's a sense of when you're really standing more in your authenticity, there's a sense of fearlessness that arises out of that, and this confidence that comes from being yourself. You're not being anyone else, and you're doing what you're comfortable with. And that will connect you to the people around you, as they feel your comfort and your presence in the moment. And it actually, when you're not trying to be someone else, when you're just standing in your own shoes, basically, you have much more engagement with everything and everyone around you.
Right. Right. It's very true. Go ahead, Carleen.
No, I was going to say that I totally identify with the hair situation, because when you were saying what you were saying, and when I was hearing what Jan was saying, I thought of the media and just how, you know, there's, growing up, we see commercials with girls with straight hair and girls with flowing hair, and we think, okay, straight hair is a lot better than the curly hair or the natural hair. And like for me, I spent years trying to hide my curls, and putting chemicals in it, because I felt that that was the best way to look, that straight hair was the best thing and that curly hair wasn't so great. And at the point I realized, hey, you know, I don't feel like I'm me, like if I just keep straightening my hair, and one day I let it go and said, okay, let the curls go, it's okay, and there's nothing wrong with it. And I'm just thinking about your statement about how people said they feel better with your hair straight. And it's funny that I've run into that experience a few times, and at some point I just started to accept that, hey, this is me, you can accept me this way, and this doesn't change who I am or how I am, you know, as a person or how I present myself. It's just a different look.
Right, exactly. And, you know, after all, it's just hair.
Yeah.
But, you know, it, I mean, it, but we can make a big deal out of it. And I think there's such a, there's a deeper conversation. I think we might do a part two as to why it's so important, you know, why that straight look was so important. And seen as something that we should aspire to and media has lots and lots and lots to do with it. So, well, listen, ladies, we have a caller, so I want to make sure that I acknowledge our caller. So caller with the 936 area code, go ahead with your question or comment.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes.
Okay, hi. Hi, my name is Marcus, and I was calling out just listening to everything you all were saying as far as the authenticity of yourself. And I can remember as a time, as far as being a child, thinking like, because I'm brown skin, but I'm not light skin, but I always would think that light skin were in and that they were better than or more prettier than I was. And it would make me feel like some type of way about far as myself, as far as like a self-esteem issue thing. So I would always think that the light skinner was better, you know what I'm saying? And I was the ones that had the good hair, because I do have coarse hair. So I can understand part of where she's coming from with the straight hair. So I just wanted to comment on that.
Marcus, oh, my God, you opened up the window on that one. I love it. Thank you so much, Marcus, for your comment and your thought. And you know, again, you know, it's funny. A lot of times we want what we don't have. That's a human thing, right? So if I'm brown, I want to be lighter. If I'm got curly hair, I want the straighter hair. If I live in Jamaica, I want to live in New York. Like, there, you know, so many things that we want certain things that we don't necessarily have, and we tend to want the things that are not us from the core. And so when we do that, we are almost rejecting ourselves, which puts us in a place of destruction. And so a lot of it comes from, how do I get to a place where I can love me as I am without altering anything about me? And, you know, for all intents and purposes, you know, and Carlene brought up the thing about media and media. You know, I know when I was growing up, and for those listeners who may not understand the nuances for Black and African American people, if your lighter complexion, if your complexion is a little bit lighter, and dare I say close to being white, people will think that you're better, quote unquote, than someone who has darker skin. And so we think that growing up, and then we buy into it, and then I end up not necessarily liking myself if I'm darker,
right?
And or whatever, and then, you know, all of a sudden things change, and Wesley Snipes is like the biggest thing from a standpoint, right? And all of a sudden, darker men with bald heads are in, and or, you know, whatever it is. So I think a lot of times, instead of really paying attention to what we feel like either the media is telling us to do or not do, that we have to be comfortable and resolve some of these things within ourselves, and the courage that Carlene talked about, to stand strong in that, and then the awareness that Jan talked about is to say, you know what, I love me some me. And it's all right. And I think the other part that we haven't talked about is to have the strength enough to be able to say to people at some point in time, it's either you take it or you leave it, and be okay with them walking away. If they choose to leave it, then leave it. And that's tough. That's the hard part.
Yeah. That's like far as with me as well. Like, it took me a while to like get comfortable with in my own skin, because my voice is not the deepest voice as far as being with a male wise. And my voice has always been like higher. So when it comes to public speaking with me, where in the past I used to be just so timid and shy and not wanting to do that, which I'm not a shy or timid person, but as far as doing public speaking, I still, that's an issue that I still struggle with, you know, because of my voice is a higher voice. It's not the traditional voice, deep far as a male voice. So, you know, that was something that took me a minute to get comfortable with far as within my own skin as well.
Right. And, you know, once you, go ahead, Marcus.
Oh, no, I'm listening. You're good.
Okay. I was about to say, and once you're able to get comfortable with that, you know, it becomes the quality of what you're saying and that people will pay attention to.
Right.
It's like, you know, I don't think people will even care. And, you know, I think, and ladies do chime in, I think sometimes we get so caught up in ourselves that we think that other people are thinking the same thing that we're thinking, when in all actuality, they're not. And so that sometimes gets in our way as well.
I wanted to add something. This is Jan. I wanted to add something, mm-hmm. too, just in what you were saying, Tamara, about sometimes we just have to realize that if people don't like who we truly are, that we just have to accept or whatever, that they're walking away. A way of reframing that or looking at that in yet a different way, which is absolutely as valid, is to understand that if people only like a fake version of us that is not our authentic self, and that they therefore cannot support who we are, do not like who we truly are, then their effect on our life can be toxic. So it is our choice and our birthright to move away from people and things that are toxic in our lives so that we can flourish. A plant is not under any obligation to stay in the shade if there is an opportunity for it to reach out toward the light, which you'll notice all of our plants do that. They reach toward the light. They do not stay in toxicity where they will die and wither. We are the same. So it is. We can then say it is, make the choice that it is better for us to move forward. And if someone is not supportive of who we are, then it is actually beneficial for us to move forward so that we can flourish and to be grateful maybe for the time that they were in our lives, but to be grateful for the realization and, again, the awareness and acceptance that they are holding us back from truly just being ourselves, which is our birthright and our duty as living beings.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. Yeah, and I love the way you put that. Thank you.
You know, I wanted to just add one more thing. You're talking about your voice, and uh-huh. I'm very aware of the whole dark skin, light thing. My ex was African-American, and he's mixed race, and he was very tall, attractive, light-skinned, probably the lightest one in his family, and aqua eyes. And he felt that he didn't fit in anywhere because he felt a lot of resentment from the black community, and then he didn't feel that he fit in with the white community. So in that sense, everybody has their, something to bear. What might look from the outside like, oh, that person's really got it going for them, you might not understand what they're facing. And I'm still a slave to a flat iron. I will probably be, I'm breaking my hair. I am a total slave to a flat iron. And I also want to just bring up, I don't know if anybody remembers when Whoopi Goldberg was first coming on the scene and she did her Broadway show, and there was something where she did this little child who would run around with a scarf or something to long, luxurious hair kind of thing. And I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want Whoopi Goldberg to look one iota different than she does. She is absolutely beautiful. She is amazing. I think everybody understands what an incredible talent. Another person who was a huge talent and a guest on many talk shows, you are probably all too young to remember this, but was, Truman Capote. You want to talk about an odd-looking little character and with a very unique voice, and yet he was a favorite guest on shows a speaker, because partly, not only because of his talent, but also because of his uniqueness. So all of these things, we can use, this is part of our authenticity. This is part of our amazing gift to the world. Who wants to be just like everyone else? Right?
Yeah, amen.
That's true.
Yeah, and Marcus, I think you have a wonderful voice and wonderful energy. And, give it to the world. Give it to the world.
Thank you.
That's my 2 cents. You're welcome.
That was like 5 cents worth, really.
Sorry.
I like to add something. This is Carlene. This whole conversation has me really thinking about my 2 sons. Because I have often had conversations with them that the way they look is not what matters. It's who they are that matters, who they are inside and how they bring that out. That's really important. And I stress with them all the time that if they commit to being authentic, honing into their inside voice, the voice that's inside of them, is what will make the impact if they want to make an impact. That's how they can reach that point. And they may come across people that may not like them, but that's okay because it means that they are making an impact. They're affecting someone. They're making some kind of change and making a difference out there. And it's a very uncomfortable experience, especially growing up with kids when you're in an environment where there is all kinds of different people that you're not familiar with, and it's always an adjustment. And each time we go into a different environment, I have different talks with them to help them feel comfortable going in and realize that, even though people look different, inside everyone is the same. Everyone has the same fears. Everyone has the same kinds of feelings and the same kinds of inhibitions. It's just making sure that you can find a way in to communicate.
Well, they're lucky to have you as a mom.
honestly,
because it's very true. And I've often find that where there's a little ripple, and so I'm really into visual kinds of things. And when you think about throwing that pebble in a pond, we are the pebble in the pond. When we're feeling like we're not the same, or we're feeling like we're not making a difference, and I may need to actually assimilate into something because me being different isn't making a change. Well, you don't often see the wave.
Mm-hmm.
You don't often see the ripple effect of what the world is like because you're in it the way that you're in it. And sometimes, people won't always let you know what those things are. And sometimes they will, and that's a gift. And so it may make you think back of like, oh my goodness, I'm trying so bad, and, hard to do this one thing, and my God, all I needed to do is just be me. And that really is what the basis of authenticity really is. Just be you. Just being you.
Definitely. Definitely.
Well, Marcus, you started off a good old conversation there with that one.
Yeah,
I appreciate you. We appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you, ladies. I really have enjoyed this show. I enjoy all the shows, but this one, Doc, just really hit home when y'all talking about being your authentic self. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, we hope that you continue to listen to us here and beyond, of course. And we thank you for being such a wonderful asset to our show.
Thank you. I've definitely enjoyed it.
Okay, perfect. I'm just going to go ahead and put you on mute, okay?
All right. Thank you, lady.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. Okay. That was great. Yeah, I love it when people call in. Callers, call in. This is like the best thing for us.
And that's a true sign of authenticity, actually coming out and saying what you think and how you feel. And it's a difficult thing for a lot of people, so definitely commend him.
Yes, thank you, Marcus, for all the things that you've shared with us today. It's 20 minutes before the hour, if you all cannot believe that. We are more than halfway through our show. So I'm going to give us a brief I'll give my co-host a little time to go get some water or, you know, just to rest a little bit. I want to talk a little bit more about our sponsor, and we will get back into the rest of the show. And so as everyone has heard at the top of the hour, Audible.com is very happy and proud to be our sponsor. And Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken and digital audio entertainment and information. And there are more than 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including the one that you're hearing us on right now. And so if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, you'll get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of the service. Again, audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, and you will get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of the service. So I don't know about you. If you want to just try it out, that's the best way to do it. And if it gets good to you, like it did to me, you will stick with it. Very affordable. It's a great way to take in information. You know, I like to read, but, you know, now I'm starting to spend more and more time in the car. That's like a different thing for me. For many years, I commuted on the train, and so I like, you know, you can actually read while you're on a train. And although people try, you should not be trying to read while you're driving your car. Just trying to say that we need to be safer these days.
Yes, audiobooks are key.
Exactly. So, you know, one of the things I wanted to talk about a little bit today, it hasn't come up, but I'm curious to what you think. Sometimes when we're talking about being authentic, some people may feel like it is more like the individual being selfish, right? Like you want to do what for yourself? And, you know, sometimes the appearance of it to other people is more selfish. Has either of you ever had that experience?
I certainly have had that experience, and I'm hearing an echo, so hopefully I will stop hearing the echo.
I know, I hear it too, so I'm hoping it will stop.
Yes. So I definitely have had that experience when I first started working on starting my business. And The goal was really started to rediscover myself. And in that process, I started to talk about more of what I like, what I love, and figuring that out was definitely a trial. Are you still hearing an echo?
I am, and I don't know that there's anything I can do about that.
I'm not hearing one, so.
You're not? Wow.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Okay, so Carlene, do what you can to block that out. Maybe everyone else does not hear it.
Hopefully, no one else hears it. Okay, so in that process, I really had to tell myself it's okay to really dive into who I am, who I want to be, et cetera, because it's for the benefit of others. Because if I can do that, then I can help others come out and be authentic.
Wow. That, that, you know, that's an interesting thing that you just described. And so has it made a difference for others?
It definitely has, because sometimes through your story, you can inspire someone to get up out of whatever situation they're in so that they can actually make a difference for themselves and the people in their lives. If they see someone going through something courageously, it inspires them to build up that courage to actually do it also.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, Jan, have you had that experience as well?
Actually, well, You know, I was thinking about everything that you just, you know, your question, Tamara, and everything that Carlene just said. And I hadn't thought of it that way because in the past when I did, my compassion drew me to put my needs on the back burner, or, you know, what really was in alignment with my values and taking care of myself. At times, it seemed that if I did start to take care of myself, then the people who were draining me would get annoyed while not expecting the same from other people. And so sometimes, yes, that can happen, especially now as I'm more aware of being authentic, and being authentic can mean self-care, but not that has to be distinguished, or there is a difference between self-care and narcissism. Narcissism is not, as we would say at IPEC, an anabolic energy. It is when you talk about the win-win scenario. Narcissism is about the narcissist winning. It doesn't matter about anybody else. And you can do it nicely, you can do it malignantly, but it's just about that person winning and the rest of the world, well, forget it, whatever serves the person, the narcissist. Whereas self-care is something entirely different. It's like, you know, one of the best analogies I can come up with on, you know, right away is when you're on an airplane and they're going through the safety procedures and the oxygen comes down and they tell everybody, including those with small children, take the oxygen for yourself first, because you cannot care for the other people around you if you pass out from lack of oxygen. So it's the same way in life. If you're caring for everybody around you, but you are not practicing appropriate and sufficient self-care, no matter how you try to put your best self out there, you are not your best self, and you will not be a positive force and energy to the people around you. You will not be adding to someone else's greatness and power and pleasure and happiness in life, and you will not be able to contribute to someone else's growth if you're not practicing enough appropriate self-care, which means being authentic. So I don't know if I've answered your question.
Oh, you absolutely over-answered my question.
Sorry. There I go again. Sorry.
No. I'm just saying that in jest. I think that you made a great point. Because that whole thing about, I love the, you know, talking about safety on an airplane. I've used it a lot of times in the talks that I've done. And you are absolutely right that when you take care of yourself to the point where you can continue to give to everyone else, it's not being selfish. It's almost being selfless. But you know, it's critical to do that piece first, though.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that, because that's where I was going in terms of learning to be authentic for yourself so that you can benefit others.
So in that sense, it's kind of you're being authentic for everyone else as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we just backed into that. Yes.
Yes.
And I never really thought about that. I never really thought about it in that way. And I think what happens is that when people get caught into our habits of who we are, whether it's who we are really or not, anytime you change that, you know, that's a head turner. It's like people are looking at you like, what are you doing? And so that may be where people may think it's you being selfish. But, you know, eventually over time, people will actually see that it is to their benefit for you to be the way you are.
there's a difference also between selfish and selfish. You know,
okay,
right?
So what's that mean?
Well, again, practicing self-care, but not in a narcissistic way, shall we say. So that you are practicing self-care and being authentic so that you have more energy to more anabolic positive energy to be able to to be more effective, and being more effective in that being a team player, a leader. You're a leader in your own life. Because if we expect other people to take care of us, then we're somebody coming from need, and we drain other people's energy. So being selfish means taking care of ourselves so that we can be more effective in raising everyone's energy, being an inspiration for other people, being open, stepping into our vulnerability, which we have to have incredible strength in self-awareness, because that takes great courage and eventually fearlessness. But fearlessness is the absence of fear, whereas courage is doing something despite our fear.
That's perfect. I'm writing that down.
That's our seminar for today, folks.
Oh my God, I'm a huge note taker. So as we're talking, and as you guys are talking, this pen is going a mile a minute. So courage is doing something in spite of fear.
Despite our fear, whereas fearlessness is not having fear, is without fear.
And I have something to add to that, because one of the things I came up with over the year was basically getting comfortable with fear, because fear will never go away. Everything we do, every new thing that we try, that's a challenge, whether it's like finding another job, starting a business, moving to another town, fear will be present, and we have to be comfortable with it so that we can get through it. And when I say comfortable, I mean stare it in the face and keep going no matter what you see coming towards you. Because if you don't do that, you'll never be able to do the change. You'll never be able to get through it, and you're going to live a life of regret.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So very powerful. And in the same sense, I talk about walking hand in hand with fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fear is my friend.
And also
we get
understanding
along very well.
Right. Also understanding what is that fear about, and what does that fear represent? And sometimes fear represents, or it keeps us in our comfort place, which we think is our comfort place, but, you know, the fear of the unknown, but the exhilaration from achieving something is, you know, it breaks down fear. Sometimes fear is just one of those limiting beliefs that is holding us back, or an assumption that, well, you know, that didn't work before, so, oh my gosh, if I put myself out there, what's going to happen? Well, what are some of the things that can happen if we put ourselves out there? What fear represents is just the negative possibilities, but there are so many positive possibilities that fear has. There's two sides, and very often we just see the negative side, which is fear, but the positive side is maybe the growth and the excitement and the incredible feeling we have when we've achieved something, or even if we have fallen on our rear ends doing something and we get back up, and that may happen a few times and then we finally accomplish it. That feeling is so much stronger than fear. So the other side of fear is like, I don't know, say the fork on the place setting, but there's a spoon too, and the spoon can represent all of the great things. So fear can also tell us, wait a minute, we're not looking at the other side, the spoon, what the spoon can ladle up for us, which is all of the positive possibilities. So fear is often our excuse to not take that step forward, to not step into our vulnerability.
Yeah, absolutely. And the way that I've used that in my career is that I found that if and when I do the things I fear, I get better at this thing that I thought that was bigger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I'm talking about walking hand in hand with it, it is the thing that catapults me forward. I'm not going to allow that fear to distance me from where it is that I want to go. I'm going to jump in feet first, right in the deep end, and I will swim back. I will tread water. I will do whatever I need to do. But I'm not going to allow that. And, you know, that's how some of the things that fear can do. It can keep you stagnant and in places of, yeah, it's comfortable. But, you know, I'm actually more uncomfortable than comfortable because I think I can do it, but I don't think that I can do it. So, you know, I actually said this to someone just yesterday, is the only way to is through. And so if I need to deal with something, I may choose, and it's a choice, to not deal with it, and that's not through, that's around, or just avoidance altogether. But when I know, and it'll come back just like a bad penny, like just like Groundhog's Day, it will continue to come back and show itself to you. And, you know, at that point, you make a choice to either go through or not. And it's okay, whatever choice you make, but it will come back.
Another great way of looking at that, too, is when you're facing a fear is what is the worst that can happen? And then to investigate that. And there's also, there's a lot written on when we can either move forward, we can stay stagnant, or we can go backwards, and that things generally don't stay stagnant, because generally if you stay stuck and stagnant in limbo, things eventually fall apart or come apart, like a relationship or just, you know, where you are in your job or whatever. If we don't move forward, we end up actually moving backward, so that... Staying in fear, using fear as a reason to not move forward, is often our way of staying stagnant, which means we end up going backward. So that's another thing to be aware of when it comes to fear. What is it, A, that we're afraid of? What does the fear really represent? And what's the worst that can happen? And sometimes... they do this with Navy SEALs to get them, because they have to respond quickly and make quick decisions in very terrifying situations. And some of the tools that they use is this idea of what's the worst that can happen? What's the worst that can happen? So they more logically go to that. So they have their plans almost in place, but quickly, automatically. So that they can break through their fear and just respond and keep going forward, keep moving forward.
Right.
Fortunately, most of us don't have to live that way.
yes, crying out loud, my goodness,
I wanted to add something quickly. There's also fear of the known. There's the fear of what we know could happen. We may not have that skill. We may not have the know-how. So we have the fear of failure. And one of the things that I've said to a lot of people, including myself, is that I'm just going to commit to failing forward. Because if I never do that, then I will never try.
Yep. One of the, absolutely. John Maxwell has a book called Failing Forward.
Yes, and that's exactly where I get that from, because I went through all his steps to get over that, because I think we grow up with being afraid of failing because we're taught that that we always have to win.
Right. Right. And it has to be perfect and all of these other things. And so absolutely, it's a great read, audible.com, if you want to listen to it. But it is a wonderful way. I'm a recovering perfectionist, right? And so you're going to tell me it's okay to fail, and you know, you actually tense up and don't even want to think about what happens when you fail, and really, you know, our existence has been built on a whole bunch of people that failed a gazillion times. You know, we wouldn't have a light bulb, for crying out loud, if Edison, you know, and his friends and hadn't continued to just fail 1,000 times, but he got it right. You know, there's so many things that we use every day and don't think about it because we have no idea what it took to put it together. But it's based on trying many times and understanding and learning from the last time I tried that X didn't happen or work. So I think I can maybe change X and do a little bit of Y.
Well, it has been said that failure is part of success, is an important and integral part of success, because you have to keep going forward. No one has made any great discoveries or inventions such as Edison without I don't know how many, but dozens and dozens of failures along the way until they finally have, you know, had the aha, or when they finally succeeded. But that is an integral and important and vital part of success. And that's the difference between successes and people who define themselves as failures. And the other thing that I wanted to just add quickly was that my traumatic brain injuries were probably a great gift to me, hard to have seen it then, in finding authenticity. Because getting rid of perfectionism. I was definitely a perfectionist. But when you have to teach yourself how to brush your teeth and shower and those sorts of things, you find that perfectionism is something that is just out of the realm of possibility at that point. So having been quite the perfectionist, and it was really holding me back in my life in so many ways, and in self-acceptance and authenticity and total conditional self-love, that in that sense my brain injuries were a gift in having me let go of perfectionism and true self-acceptance and stepping into my own authenticity.
Love it. I love it. And, you know, there's, we are at 402. And so what I would love to do is do a quick round robin for each of us to share some words of wisdom imparting to our listening audience. I just want to thank everyone for tuning in, for Marcus being courageous and asking your question, for my two co-hosts for absolutely being, you know, just totally transparent and sharing what's in your heart. I really, really appreciate you sharing your time this afternoon. And so, Carlene, if you would like to start with words of wisdom, what would you like to share with our listening audience?
My last parting words would be, in order to make a transition, we must not be afraid to embrace our authenticity. We must remember that we must be courageous and face fear in the face to get where we need to go. And if anyone wants to send me an email or contact me, you can email me at info@beautifulauthenticlife. My company is Beautiful Authentic Life, and you can visit me at beautifulauthenticlife.com.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you so much, Carlene. Carlene and I met on the New Jersey Transit train and didn't even know that we would cross paths this way. And I'm just really happy for our relationship and know that we'll do some more things together in the future. So thank you, Carlene. Jan, what do you have for us as some words of wisdom?
Thank you, Tamara and Carlene. It's been so wonderful working with you today, with both of you. Thank you so much. I just wanted to say that one of the greatest gifts that we can give to others, not only to ourselves, but to the world and to others, is our authentic self, our self-accepting love for ourselves, because just like anything else, in order to give love, we have to feel love. It has to be genuine, and it has to start from inside of ourselves, and that is not narcissism. So that we can show true compassion and empathy to others, we have to first show it for ourselves. And I'd like to share a quote from Maya Angelou. The quote is, "My mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive, and to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style." Maya Angelou. I'm Jan Jaffe of Forward to Success. And I want to offer our listeners a free 30-minute coaching session. For more information, you can email me at info@forwardtosuccess.com. That's info, I-N-F-O, at forwardtosuccess.com. Thank you so much, Tamara.
Thank you, Jan. And Maya, whew, she's such an inspiration. So I love that. Thank you so much for that quote. And I love quotes as well, and I'm not sure who actually said this, but there is one that says, when you show up authentic, you create the space for others to do the same. Walk in your truth. And so, you know, be you. Be authentically you. Be proud of who you are. A lot of times we are so introspective about what being authentic means to us, and certainly the struggle sometimes that we have within ourselves to be authentic, that others, when they see you do it, they want to do it too. So be strong in your position and be gentle with yourself as you get more comfortable with yourself, but certainly walk in your truth. My name is Tamara Cosley Robinson. You can reach me at Tamara, and that's with two R's, M-A-R-R-A, at dare, the number two, todoitnow.com. And thanks again to our listening audience for hanging with us and knowing a little bit more about authenticity. And we hope to hear and see you soon. Take care and have a wonderful rest of the day.